I hope you're well and thank you for choosing intuitive reading number one. So as you'll have read in your text message, I want you to do the reading slightly differently this month. And normally I use cards or different kind of tools to be able to read for you. But to be honest, all of my readings come from my intuition. They're just things that I utilise to guide me a little bit or act as a bit of a safety net, to be honest. So I wanted to let go of them and read just for myself. And when I sat down and picked the three energies I wanted to tap into, I was given kind of guidance and information on those. And this intuitive reading felt like it was all to do with love. So for those of you that are listening to this, the next 4 weeks of your life is really asking you to come into a place of focusing on love. And what does that actually mean to you when you listen to this? Is it love for somebody else? Is it love as in your love life and finding a romantic partner or making changes in that part of your life? Or is it love for yourself? Whatever came to mind when you heard me say the word love or when you heard me list out those things to you is what you're being asked to really focus on over the course of the next 4 weeks. One of the hopes that I have when I read for people is that, you know, they empower you to listen to your own self and to your own intuition. And that's what you've done just there. Obviously, we know that love is such a powerful emotion and such a powerful energy. And it's a thing that really is the foundation of ourselves. It's the foundation of the light energy we come from, the source of light we come from is pure love, pure joy, and just this, I suppose, purity in itself. And love, as they say, makes the world go round. And it really, really does, because all of the relationships in your life are based in a place of love. And, you know, we're also covering the energy of relationships this month, and it's time for me. But kind of separate to what we're doing there, love is such a personal thing for ourselves. It's about really looking at how that makes us feel, how we feel when we give love, how we feel when we receive love. And this month, because you're being asked to place energy now into this, I suppose, sense of love and what that means for you, I feel intuitively that it's also asking you to open yourself up a little more in relation to that. So perhaps it's in your relationship, your romantic relationship, perhaps it's with your child or children, perhaps it's with, you know, somebody in your life where there is not a lot of love happening there right now. And perhaps it's also about the love that you give to yourself or don't give to yourself. And I think looking at all of those, it could be all of those things. I really want you to look at how open you are to receiving love from others and receiving love from yourself. Do you do that? Do you allow yourself to do that? We would say to ourselves, well, of course I would, because love is something, you know, it's just lovely to feel. But it's like, do you really allow that in? Do you allow that to come in forms of support? Do you allow that to come in terms of people wanting to give you something? Do you allow it to come in when people want to uplift and encourage you? These are methods of how people show their love to us, how your partner might show to you, how a future partner, your children might show it to you. And are you receiving that in? And then how do you show yourself love? How do you actually gift yourself the emotion and energy of love? Do you love yourself enough to look after yourself properly? Do you love yourself enough to give yourself the space and time that you need? Something we always focus on here, and it's time for me. Where does that energy of love land when it's being gifted to yourself? You know, what I always think when we talk about self-care, and I know you've probably heard me say this before, but self-care is when we really tell ourselves that we're deserving of love and deserving of being treated well by ourselves first and foremost. So that's the question for you today. Are you receiving love? Are you open to receiving love? And how are you gifting yourself the emotion and energy of love? So lots to think about over the next 4 weeks. Look for it more. Let it in more over the next 4 weeks. And just see where it brings you. Have a lovely day.